Blog Talk Radio.
Boost this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It is myself and Committed Woman of God here on the line, getting ready for a great morning of a spiritual boost. How you doing, Committed Woman of God?
I am doing well. Glad to be on the call this morning. Very excited to hear what God has for us on this week. Looking so forward to what he is going to empower us with on this week. So I am feeling just wonderful on this morning. Had some challenges, but I feel like this morning I have overcome them.
I hear you. Well, we all have challenges during the week sometimes, right? I think that's one of the reasons why we have these spiritual boosts. They sort of get us back on track. So we know exactly where we're supposed to be doing, exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So I'm excited about today's topic, which is who are you really? I think that's a fascinating topic in and of itself. You know, the really part is what I'm fascinated by. I think sometimes we can answer the question, who we are, but then we say, who are you really? We tend to operate inside of our roles as mothers, wives, sisters, aunts, businesswomen, all of those roles. Yet the deeper question is, who are you really? What are you here for? And the mind, body, spirit cleanse is all about answering that question. I mean, this three-month journey is really about that. So I'm really excited about this particular show and what we're going to be engaging in. Real quick, Committed Woman of God, I want to just let everybody know that, you know, this is a 90-day experience, the mind, body, spirit cleanse. We invite you to go to our website, mindbodyspiritcleanse.com, purchase the handbook so that you can be up to speed. This is just one part of many aspects of the 90-day experience. So we certainly want you to be fully engaged in it so that you get the full benefit of this transformational experience. We have a few callers on this morning, so I think we'll start with our prayer request, and then we can dive into this juicy topic. What do you think about that, Committed Woman of God?
Yes, I think so, because it sounds like we may get pretty engaged in this topic just by experience on last week as we were talking about it before everyone joined in on the call this morning. And later on in the show, I will be able to share, you know, some of what I've gone through and how on this morning I woke up with a victorious spirit on this morning, that I have overcome that I was faced and challenged with on last week. So I'm just really excited about what is to come ahead on this show today. So as you said, just so that we can go ahead and get started so that we can get to the meat of the news this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, we have a few calls. We don't have a lot, but we do have a few calls this morning. So we're going to take these couple of prayer requests and then fully engage in this dialogue. So why don't we start there? Who's on the call, and what are we asking God for this morning? What are we asking God for this morning?
This is Confident Woman.
Hey, Confident Woman.
This morning I am asking God for tenacity, more so than I've had before. I am asking God for discernment. I'm asking God for accuracy in my walk. And I am asking God for favor.
Walk and favor. What does accuracy in your walk mean?
It means that what I want to take on this week, I want to do it with such a spirit of excellence, a spirit of accuracy, that there's just, you know, just as we all know, perfection is a misconception, but that there is a spirit of that in my delivery.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. So I have tenacity, discernment, and accuracy in walk and favor. Favor. All right, cool. I can stand for some of that. Who else? What else are we asking God for? Out in the 972. What are we asking God for out there?
Okay, committed woman of God is asking for focus, commitment, dedication, and understanding on this week. And I am asking also for its favor again with my bosses.
Uh-huh.
And I am also asking for a promotion and increase.
Promotion and increase. Okay. Awesome. Focus, commitment, dedication, understanding, favor, promotion, and increase. Okay.
And that's financial and spiritual increase.
Financial and spiritual increase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. Awesome.
When I increase in the spirit, I mean another level of maturity in my spiritual.
Another level of maturity in your spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Very good. All right. I love it. Another level of maturity in your spiritual. Who else? What else are we asking God for? Got a couple of requests on the table. Who else? Did we have God example this morning? Not too much. We have one other person on here from 972. Who is that? All right, we will wait on them to participate if they choose to. I am asking God for deliberate action. deliberate action, that I take some very deliberate steps and moves towards the greater vision that God has given me. I'm also asking for favor in everything that I do. That's it. Who else? Do we have another request?
Good morning. This is Godly Example.
Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I am asking God for like crazy business connections.
Uh-huh.
Like just out the woodwork crazy business connections.
Uh-huh.
And energy. It's going to be a busy week and I need energy.
Okay. Crazy, out of the woodwork business connection and energy this week. It's going to be a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. I think we have one other caller popped in on us. I want to make sure that we capture that request as well. You have a request? Prayer request? I'll give us a couple more minutes. 313, we have a prayer request. Going once. Don't sit on God. He might have something for you this week. Okay. Committed woman of God, can you take us to the throne in prayer this morning?
I sure can. I kind of had a feeling that, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, I was kind of going through on this week, just kind of struggling with, you know, am I really hearing your voice, Lord? And on yesterday, it dropped in my spirit. You're going to have to pray on tomorrow morning. Because, you know, I just, you know, kind of struggling. I was talking to a woman discovering who she is. And she was like, you know, you may have to pray in the morning. She said, I don't know yet, though, because I hadn't heard back from anybody yet. I said, well, you know, it kind of fell in my spirit. She said, well, they may get back in touch with me. I said, well, so then after she said that, I said, well, you know what, Lord, you just manifest yourself. You just manifest what I felt in my spirit today. So I thank God for the opportunity on this morning because I know that he is going to meet me here because he didn't bring me to it, not to bring me through it. So I thank God for the opportunity on this morning, and I am not going to delay time, but I am going to go to the throne and get us started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come together, God, gather together, God, where you say there are two or three gathered together in your name, God, there are you in the midst, God. We meet you in the midst of this prayer, in the midst of this spiritual boost on this week, God. Oh, God, we have prayers and supplications that we have before you on this morning, God. God, you know all things about us, God. You know the secrets of our heart, God. You know the things that is on our minds, God. God, and you even know the things that we need, God. But God, you said that if we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, God, and your righteousness, God, all these things will be added unto us, God. And God, we just thank you on this morning, God. God, I don't even know what to pray or how I even ought to pray, God. But you said in your word, God, that there is your spirit that maketh intercession for us, God. And God, and that you go to the Father on our behalf, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you to lead me, God, and guide me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As I go through your throne on today, God, God, I ask ask you to move me out of the way, God, and just have your way on this morning, God. Oh, God, we asking you this morning, God, for focus, God. God, we want to be focused, so focused on the things of you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we want to be focused on the things of our business, God, focusing the things of our family, God, in the many roles that we are. And God, help us to be focused, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us not to get distracted and get off a track, God, off the path of righteousness that you have us on, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you for commitment, God, and dedication, God, to this work, God, that you have placed in our hands, God, that you have placed in before us, God, the visions, God, that you have given each and every woman on this line, God. Let us be dedicated and committed to it, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we come to glorify you and magnify you and lift up the name of Jesus on today, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, for understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, because you said in all thy getting, get some understanding, God. God, if we don't understand the things that we know, God, it is null and void, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for your wisdom, God. We thank you for your knowledge, God. We thank you for your understanding, God. Oh, God, because if it had not been for you that was on our side, God. Oh, God, we don't know where we would be right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for your uncommon faith, God. Oh, God, that everything we touch shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, God. Oh, God, we are lenders and not borrowers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, praise you, God, for promotion, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know that promotion comes from on high, God, in the name of Jesus, God. When you say yes, God, no man can say no, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, praise you, God, for how you're moving things and distractions and things out of our way, God. Oh, God, I see you just orchestrating things right now, God, in the spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I see you just moving things out of the way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that things will line up, God, according to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for financial increase, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the spiritual maturity in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and give us tenacity about the things, God. Oh, God, about our business dealings, God, in the name of Jesus, God. A tenacity, God, with you, God, in the things that you have placed and assigned us to, God. The things that you have put before our hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, God. Oh, God, for how you're going to give us a discernment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because some business deals are not for us, God. Under the motion, that it is, under the motion, that it is. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to lead, God, and direct us, God. Oh, God, help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, God, that you might direct our path, God. Oh, God, that we won't get in a trap, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we won't get in the snare, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because all things that look good ain't good, God. Under the motion, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for a spirit of excellency, God. In the name of Jesus, God. That everything we touch shall prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Everything that you have placed in our hands, God, shall prosper, God. Oh, God, and we will act in the excellency that you have placed on the inside of us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I see you changing our mindset, God. I see you changing the way we walk, God, the way we talk, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, and we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you're even bringing us into a place, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that when men look upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will know that we are the right ones for the job, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I see your hand being placed over us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, God. In
in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for a deliberate action towards a vision, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said write the visions, God, on tables, God. Oh, God, throw it, Terry, God. Yeah, wait for it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God. Let us see the vision, God. Make it plain, make it clear to us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, which way we need to go, which way we don't need to go, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us not to lean unto our own understanding, God, but to look to the hills from which cometh our help, God, and all our help come from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you again for your favor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, whatever we touch, God, whatever we get into, God, oh, God, that you would find favor in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they would find favor in us, God. Oh, God, and give us the energy, God, the energy to hold on, God, the energy to press forward, God, the energy, God, to push past, God, our laziness, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to do these things for us, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for how business transactions, God, are going to come out of the woodwork, God, that's going to come from here, there, and far, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that is going to be so much, God, that is going to overtake a God. That you're going to have to come to you, God, and say, God, which one do I need to take, God? Which one need I need to be involved in, God? In the name of Jesus, God. I'm so overwhelmed with it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that I don't know which way to turn, God. I don't know which way to go, God. But, God, if you go with me, God, I'll go, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for each and every woman on the call on today, God. Oh, God, you know every secret in our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The things, God, that's just only you and we know, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I even ask you to go down into the tables of our heart, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and visit those things, God, that we haven't even told no one about, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for this prayer on this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your omniscience, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your anointing, God, and may your anointing be with us, God, everywhere we go, God, everything we touch, God. Oh, God, every place we be, God, may the anointing of God rest on us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, and let us not let man dictate, God, who we are, God, in you, God, but let us stand firm, God, flat-footed, God, unmovable, unshakable, abounding in the things of God. Mm-hmm. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you and I praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, now bless this topic, God. In the name of Jesus, let each and every woman get what they need, God, to carry on further, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and as I end this prayer, God, oh, God, I'm going to pass the torch back, God. In the name of Jesus, God, to our founder, God, in whom you've given the vision to, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. I glorify you and I magnify you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for the vision, God. Thank you for the vision, God. Thank you for the vision, God. Thank you for the vision. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And before I close out, God,
I want to, God, in the name of Jesus, God, all the ones that didn't put in their prayer and supplication, God, God, I want you to bless them according, God, to your will, God, according to, God, whatever you know that they need prayer on, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you see and you meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And it is so by your name, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of God.
Oh, my mama, that idiot, incredible.
Oh,
my mama, that adorable, she can do adorable, she can do adorable.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I thank you for we shall walk in victory and not defeat, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for we are who he say that we are. God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God. It hasn't even entered into the hearts of man, the thoughts that I have towards you. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I glorify you. God, I magnify you. God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Glory to your name, oh God.
No, don't back down. Don't back down. Don't back down. Let's stand firm on the promises. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Don't back down. Stand firm on the promises. God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Stand firm on the promises. God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you. God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you. Wait on it. Wait on it. Wait on the promises. For it is surely to come. It is surely to come. Oh, God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, for I am the I am. I am the beginning, I am the end, I am the Alpha, and I am the Omega. Oh, God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, God. Get not weary and well doing. Get not weary and well doing. Stand firm on the promises in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you and I praise you, God. I glorify you and I magnify you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Another voice. I thank you, God. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Hold on, hold on. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We will hold on to you, God. We will hold on to your promises, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
And thank you, God. Thank you for that. Thank you for that amazing prayer this morning. I have no doubt that our requests have been made. And if we can collectively declare that it is so,
it is so.
Yes,
and it is so. And it is so hard. Thank you, God. It is so.
It is so.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
It is so.
It is so. Glory to God. I thank you. Thank you, God. I thank you for the is so in my spirit, God. I thank you for the it is so in my spirit, God. I thank you for that, God. And it is so. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
It is so.
Thank you, God.
It is so.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I am conscious that, you know, God is calling us to be greater. As you have just prayed and stood in your gift and stood in your power. It's something when you go through something during the week and then, you know, you are put in a position to rise to the occasion so that you can actually get access to more of who God is calling you to be. And a committed woman of God and I had talked just briefly this morning about her week and how, and you may have heard her say that she thought that she was going to have to pray this morning. Sometimes we have to just get on the court and play the game that God has already given us to play.
Amen.
And not allow the fear or concerns or worries or internal thoughts to get in our way of the game that we are already destined to play. It is when we are reserved that we miss the opportunity to gain access to our gift. And you never know what you can do until you're put in a position to do it. So I thank God for that prayer. And also, I was, there's a whole lot I want to say this morning. I'm just, you know, looking at all my notes. I'm like, am I going to be able to get all this in? So I'm just going to let him lead me, and we're going to get in whatever we get in. I looked at My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. I thought I would start there. And it says, at the top, yes, but. Lord, I will follow you, but. And then the reading goes on to say, suppose God tells you to do something that is an enormous test of your common sense, totally going against it. What will you do? Will you hold back? If you get into the habit of doing something physically, you will do it every time you are tested until you break the habit through sheer determination. And the same is true spiritually. Again and again, you will come right up to what Jesus wants, but every time you will turn back at the true point of testing until you are determined to abandon yourself to God in total surrender. Yet we tend to say, yes, but. Suppose I do obey God in this matter. What about? Or we say, yes, I will obey God if what he asks of me doesn't go against my common sense. But don't ask me to take a step in the dark. Jesus Christ demands the same unrestrained, adventurous spirit in those who have placed their trust in him that the natural man exhibits. If a person is ever going to do anything worthwhile, there will be times when he must risk everything by his leap in the dark. In the spiritual realm, Jesus Christ demands that you risk everything you hold on to or believe through common sense and leap by faith into what he says. Once you obey, you will immediately find that what he says is as solidly consistent as common sense. By the test of common sense, Jesus Christ's statements may seem mad, but when you test them by the trial of faith, your findings will fill your spirit with the awesome fact that they are the very words of God. trust completely in God. And when he brings you to a new opportunity of adventure, offering it to you, be that you take it. We act like pagans in crisis. Only one out of an entire crowd is daring enough to invest his faith in the character of God. Our question this week is, who are you really? Do you dare to walk out of your common sense and leap in the face of who you are really? Let's talk, ladies. Let's talk. So just in that passage alone, what did you hear, see, comment? Tell me what you heard, see, opened up. Tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, this is Committed Woman of God. Lisa and I were talking before everyone got online, and I'm not sure if everyone heard some of the things that I was telling her about. I had some challenges, and I believe what I heard in my spirit, but maybe I didn't quite understand everything that I heard in my spirit. And I made a move on it, whatever. And I said, now, God, now I believe with my whole heart that I heard you speak this thing to me. And I moved accordingly. Now, results, I know that all things work together for the good of those that love Christ. And after the results, and it made me feel like maybe he didn't say that. So I began to question my place in God. I began to question my relationship with God. I began whether I am hearing from God. And I'm like, God, if that was your voice that spoke in my spirit to do these things, why am I in this position feeling like this? So I had to all week talk to myself and talk myself out of the place where my spirit, my being wanted to go. My being wanted to feel sorry. My being wanted to go back to comfort. My being wanted to pull back. My being wanted to, I don't know, in my mind, if I call myself maybe getting back at God. I don't know. But myself was going through all of these emotions. And I really had to push, and I'd get all right, and it'd be back on me again. I get all right, and I encourage myself. I say, God, you know, you got to manifest yourself to me. You got to help me through this, because right now I'm questioning, you know. And as we were talking this morning, it made me realize that am I going to allow something or someone to dictate my relationship with you, God? Am I going to stand firm on what I believe in my heart? Am I going to allow someone else to say who I am in you, or make me question who I am in you? All the time and work and effort that I put in on the sideline, am I going to let all of that go? And I've been praying about it like all week, and this morning I got up
feeling victorious about the situation.
And I thank them for my experience, but I'm saying to God that I don't want to be found in that place anymore. I want, and listening to the things that you read, I found myself. I it was like I was in that passage you just wrote. So I don't want to find myself questioning or doubting, because nobody can dictate the God that's in me.
Right.
I have to know that and not allow somebody to change that or allow somebody to make me smother that or make me have doubt in that, or you know what I'm saying? I have to be confident and know who I am in God.
Yes. That's great, committed woman of God, because this is, you know, exactly where this conversation is to go. It is, are you, and you've just answered it. You said, no, I'm going to trust what's in me. And it may go against what others think, believe, have been taught. You may even, just like you were talking about, struggle in your mind to reconcile what you're hearing. Because you may even question, is this God? Because, and not just you, committed woman of God, but anyone on the call and anyone listening, we've been taught certain things that shape our common sense, I was just reading. It'll shape your common sense, so to speak. Society will. And then you'll start to question what's in the spirit of who you are. God laid it in your spirit. He's the one talking to you. But because you can't see it externally or get the endorsement and the celebration from some external force, then you question it. And you're whole and complete in and of yourself. Your relationship with God is enough. You don't need anybody to agree or disagree. All you need is your relationship with Him to stand firmly in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that breakthrough, so to speak. And those are the tests that we will come up against. It even said, by the test of common sense, statements may seem mad, but when you test them by the trial of faith, your findings will fill your spirit with the awesome fact that they are the very words of God. Trust completely in Him. And when He brings you to a new opportunity, take it. You know, you talk about writing the vision down. I'm reminded of a vision that I wrote down last year, the end of last year, and then things start to manifest, and I went into, oh, my God, can you work that fast? Is this really you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even said, well, I didn't do anything. I'm supposed to work for this, right? And then I could hear Him clearly come back and say, well, you wrote it down. You asked me for it. You've been working towards it. Your mind and direction and focus has shifted towards it. Why wouldn't I give it to you? You know, it's funny what the mind will do with what God is telling us and giving us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do something with it, but what? Yeah, go ahead.
As soon as we throw the but in there,
mm-hmm.
yes, but the you're negating everything that you said yes to, or and the I know I am good for that, and that first line spoke volumes to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but. And so, and you know, as we acknowledge who we really are, as soon as we throw a but in there, it's like, okay, you're not acknowledging. Because
yes,
if we say we trust and we have faith in and we follow and then throw a but, it's, we need to take but out of the vocabulary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We certainly need to eliminate, but here's also a good conversation I want to engage in just for a few minutes. What is the but? Because here's the thing, if we can become clear about what we say the but is, then we can do something about it. See, I firmly believe to some degree the but is in our subconscious.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not like something we're verbalizing.
Yeah.
We may in some cases, and then in some cases, not so much.
But whatever insecurities and doubts, those are the buts. That's the but.
Yep, all of those. Absolutely. And more concretely for me, when I was just talking about the situation, and my butt was, but it's coming this quickly? This is not it. I mean, it could be just that subtle. This is too fast. I was thinking maybe next year, not now. Because now that you've given it to me, I have to do something with it. I'm not ready.
The but is limiting. It puts limits on us. I want to run this 5K, but that's 3.6 miles.
Right. I can't run no 3.6. I have bad knees. My knees hurt.
Right.
Right? Or like me, but last time I ran 3 miles nonstop, I hurt my back and I couldn't walk for 2 weeks. I can't do that.
What? This is Sister Mebane, concerned woman of God. Excuse me.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What came to me was, and all of what you're saying is process. And what a committed woman of God is going through is a process. Because when we go through our process, God is building us, strengthening us, allowing us to go through our so that we can come out better, even in the midst of the butts.
Yes.
I know I heard from you, God, but I'm not sure. So that's the flesh.
Right.
Okay, and we know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we have to speak into the atmosphere. I know that I heard from God. I know that the greater one is in me. I know I can do this. Because your word says, I can do all things who strengthens me. So that's the process. And through the process, we're going to go through trials, tribulations, anxiety, fear, doubt, the buts, quote and unquote. But the process is good for us so that we can continue to look to God, knowing that through him all things are possible to them that believe.
Sure. Absolutely.
So it's just part of the process. So we welcome the process because we're going to be stronger. We're going to come out better than we were on last week. We're going to come out better than we were on last month, on last year.
Yes. Absolutely.
So thank God for the process, because that means that he's doing something for us, with us, and through us, and making us better.
Absolutely. And as concerned woman was speaking, the story of Moses just popped in.
Uh-huh.
Just the whole, you know, God knew who he was, and he fought tooth and nail in discovering who he was, and you know, but you know, I could, but I'm not a great speaker, you know. I could, but you know, who am I to go? Who are you not?
Right.
If that's the assignment, or the you know, if that is the task that God has presented you with, and He has already given you what you need to go there. The you know, be it the ability to speak or the connections to get through the door, or the you know, the knowledge to counsel, whatever it is that He has assigned us to do, He's already equipped us. And as soon as we stop bringing up the butt, we'll see it there too.
Absolutely. And I love it. I love the both of the analogies in the story of Moses, as well as concerned woman saying that this is a process. One of the things I love about this particular process, the mind, body, spirit, is that it begins to elevate you each time. You see something new every time you go through it. Sort of like this question of who you are really. Mm-hmm. It is a part of the process to elevate you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in the willingness to confront the fear, the butt, you know, and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It is the willingness to do that to elevate you and launches you into the next process, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity, I believe, is to elevate quickly. It's just like the example I just gave of writing the vision down so clearly and concretely. I mean, you know, in my flesh, as committed woman of God was saying about her, my flesh was and my mind couldn't comprehend the how expedient it was. I couldn't wrap the common sense that I have. Couldn't wrap itself around how fast this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do one of two things. I could stand in the questioning of it and say, yes, God, but. Or I could stand in, yes, God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And embrace it and celebrate it and honor it and appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And then confront whatever concerns I had about it and ask God to help me through it.
Right, right.
Which is where I am. You know, and so it is causing me to expand and grow and stretch in ways that I hadn't even considered. I wasn't looking to stretch my mind in that way. I wasn't looking to stretch my heart in that way. But it was a part of God's promise for me to be greater and live in this broader vision. And I've started to write, which I'll share this before we get off the call. I've started to write who I am. And because I believe in a vision, I've yet again written something down. And I'm going to read that shortly. So I also invite each of you to start writing down who you are. Who you are really, not who the world thinks you should be, not who you think you even think you should be in accordance to the eyes of the world, but what God is calling you and what calling you to be and who you know you are in the heart and essence of you. that you start to write that down in your journal, because that too is a part of the journey to your new expression for 2015. Yes, so what else? What else are you guys seeing? I love it. Process, this is the process. The fear is what is coming behind the butt. It's typically some fear, some internal dialogue, some external belief that you may have bought into. What else is the butt about? That may cover it, but what else are you seeing? Are there other butts that you see?
Can I say something else?
Sure, please.
Okay,
yes.
As you were talking, and I'm thinking again about the process that God wants to take us through, and as you were saying, another level, but even so, another dimension. And in order to get to that dimension, and you know the level and the dimension, and so on, we have to cause us to be handcuffed. So what God is saying that through the process, uncuff me.
Yes.
So we're going to take the limits off God. And as long as you have that handcuff on you, you can't go any further. So you think about a prisoner. The first thing that the officer does to take him in to the precinct is what? They're going to put the handcuffs on them to limit them from going forth. From limit them from going to escaping. They don't have an escape route because they're handcuffed. And so God wants to take us to another dimension in Him, but because of the fear, because of the doubt that other people try to get us to be fearful of, we can't allow that to happen to us. We have to know who we are, because when that person is caught by the officer, the first thing they're going to do is give him his rights and read him his rights. And he has a right to remain silent, you know, and we have a right to praise God. We have a right to express our feelings. We have a right to open up our minds and tell God, Lord, I thank you for this process, and I'm not going to allow the enemy to handcuff me, so I'm taking the handcuffs off, and I am not going to have doubt. I'm not going to allow fear to come, and I'm going to shake it off.
I love it.
So what do you do when you go in? The first thing you ask for is, I want a lawyer. So the Holy Ghost is your lawyer. He's going to speak for you. He's going to speak for you. He's going to encourage you. I got this. Don't you worry about it. Just continue to do and stay focused on me and on what God has in store for you.
Yes. Yes,
for that, Mother. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Lord. Take the handcuffs off.
And
when the attorney comes in and they prove that you are innocent, they will take the cuffs off. So the Holy Ghost is working and moving and showing you some things, but you have to get there, and it's a process.
All right. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Words of wisdom. Thank you.
Your Lord.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Who else out there, ladies? Any other comments about this question, this great question, and this great conversation? Who are you really? Yes, but. I am but.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I am but. I can but. I wish I could but. I hope one day I was, but are you really?
Well, speaking on the butt, while we were sitting here, I looked up what butt said, and it's an argument against something and an objection. That's mm-hmm. what butt is. An argument against something. So
yep.
when we say butt, we're really arguing against whatever it is we're talking about at that time we're using the butt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an objection.
Yeah, that's what God's example was saying. It negates everything that came before it.
Mm-hmm.
So even in your declaration of who you are, as soon as you say but, it is the argument
mm-hmm.
against everything you've said.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it behooves us to continue to speak who we are
mm-hmm.
positively. I think it even says speak those things that be not as though they were, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you continue to speak who you are, eliminating the but, just standing in it and allowing God to orchestrate the pieces and make the right moves so that things will align with that which you speak. And they will. Yet again, remember that that's what this is about. When you look in the handbook, there are very specific questions in there that will lead you to your destiny. You just have to be willing to answer the questions and write them down and follow some of these instructions that we talk about on these calls to lead you to the fulfillment of that which you've written.
Mm-hmm.
But you must first do what? Write it down, make it plain, Habakkuk 2 and 2 says.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to write down who you are. You have to be willing to say who you are. And you have to be willing to stand in it and be committed to that. So I know we're on at the top of the hour, so we probably should come to a close. We want to stand in who we are. This week I want us to write that down. I know, Committed Woman of God, we had a different scripture, but what came to me this morning is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Specifically,
yes,
yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Perfectly in alignment. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil in who I am destined to be. Because God is
Amen.
With me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And all things that come against me will roll off my back.
Yes,
thy staff, thy comfort, they comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you don't align with me, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And I have been anointed at my head with his oil.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say what you want to about me, because my cup
mm-hmm.
running over.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
And all this goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, no matter what. You don't have to align with me. You don't have to even stand with me, nor agree with me.
Because
I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's me and him.
Amen.
I think that is the scripture befitting this question. So as you write it down, yes, as you write it down, take that scripture with you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no but. All there is you and the scripture. So I said I would share some of the parts of what God has given me so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's going to continue as I write more in it. But, you know, I tend to be a little poetic, so he gave me this in these words. It says, who am I? I'm Lisa Thomas. A warrior, fighter. More than a conqueror, I am courageous and bold. I am fearless, making no excuses nor taking any. I'm a savvy businesswoman, world-class traveler, poet, author, speaker, friend, sister, mother, niece, auntie, wife, community leader. I am elite, premium, high quality, extremely expensive. I show no shame in who I am. Often I will empower you to think a little differently, move towards your goal a little bit faster, forge ahead a little deeper, find your voice to be a little bit stronger. I am accepting, loving of all people. Every person belongs to God. So who am I to cast them out? I am spiritual. I am God's child. No. I am God's warrior child, his visionary for women. I stand before you in acknowledgement of who I am.
Amen.
Who are you? Are you willing to say? Are you willing to say who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Any comment? Any last moment before we close? None? Okay, let's go get it this week. Remember the 23rd song. Remember you're writing down who you are, taking no prisoners, being not afraid to declare who you are. Let us all continue in that assignment. Yes, I heard someone to make a comment. Amen.
Amen. And it is so.
And it is so. It is so. It is so. All right, my warrior sisters, let's go have a great, extraordinary week. Let's bring back some amazing praise reports.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you guys. Have a great week.
Okay. God bless you. Okay.